The U.S. military may be relieving pressure on British troops in one corner of Afghanistan, but from July of next year, the hope is that Afghan forces will start relieving the Americans across the country. That may be a tall order. The Afghan army is under strength and underfunded. Many recruits simply disappear after finishing their training and collecting their enlistment bonuses. The Afghan police are troubled by allegations of extortion and drug abuse. U.S. Army Colonel Dennis Devery is one of those responsible for training Afghan soldiers and police. He's deputy director of the Afghan National Security Forces Development Assistance Bureau in Kabul. Colonel Devery acknowledges some recruits do disappear.
There have been some AWOL numbers, but I would also tell you this. The Afghan leadership, both on the Army and the police side, whenever there's a bonus or there's specialized training, there's an inherent law in Afghanistan that requires that people serve after getting those kind of benefits. So the leadership of both the Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Interior have been going back and saying, okay, we need to make sure that these people that we've provided this training to, or bonuses, as you suggest, are actually serving. And so they'll actually go back and either bring them back into the fold, or they have a unique thing where people who sponsor them into these programs will then be held accountable for either the funds that are required or for bringing that person back or pay some kind of penalty. So they do have a mechanism in place, and they're continuing to improve upon that mechanism for bringing people back.
The Taliban does not have this amount of training and foreign assistance, and yet they seem to remain committed to their fight. What's the motivation for your recruits to fight back against what seems to be, I mean, I hate to say it, a stronger commitment?
Well, I would actually say that's probably a misunderstanding. The soldiers and policemen that we are fielding on the Afghan National Army and police are, I would say, actually more committed than the Taliban. And there's a perception out there that the Taliban are these dedicated people who will do whatever. I will tell you that from our experience, you know, the Taliban are thugs and gangsters, basically, who will go into an area and to serve their own desires and means. The kids who are joining up today, and there are thousands of them that are signing up to be policemen and army personnel, are dedicated to their community. They're here. They understand that they are joining an army that's in a very difficult counterinsurgency campaign, and they're stepping up even when sometimes their families are threatened because they're part of the Afghan National Army or police. And I said to one of them that very question, I said, you know, what is the motivation for people to join? And they said, you know, we have had 30 years of war in this country. I want to have a better life for me. I want to have a better life for my countrymen, and I want to have a better future for Afghanistan.
Let's talk a bit about the public perception of the Afghan police and army that you're training up. Can the training of Afghan troops be accomplished with the cloud that's hanging over the Karzai government? In other words, won't Afghans in the villages always think that these Afghan troops are the government's military, therefore an extension of the civilian government of Hamid Karzai that they have very little faith in?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of different reports about what perceptions are of the Karzai government from different, you know, positive and negative. But I will tell you that the districts that are out there where these kids serve, that's really where the people of Afghanistan see effects. You know, this is a country about the size of Texas, but it's very different. There are different regions. Every valley, you know, is different from the next. And so a lot of times what the real governance that's taking place out is the provincial and district-level governance out there.
Often, though, it's not about a greater association with the government in Kabul. A lot of Afghans complain about daily nuisances with the police, like highway shakedowns. That this kind of thing does little to convince them that their own military is ready to protect them.
Yeah, and those are the kind of things, specifically like you said, those are the kind of things that will turn the population against the forces that are out there. And I will tell you that the leadership of the Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Interior understand that, and they're putting things in place. Again, they talked to us today about, hey, we need to ensure we have time for leadership training and to ensure that we have ethics training and all these kind of things to prevent those kind of things from happening so that people understand that is not acceptable behavior. And in addition to that, to hold people accountable that have those kind of that do those kind of things, and it's not going to be acceptable.
U.S. Army Colonel Dennis Devery, Deputy Director of the Afghan National Security Forces Development Assistance Bureau, speaking with us from Kabul. Thank you, Colonel.
Hey, thank you, Marco.